All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, this podcast is more of a journal for me than anything. And if you're in the Amway business, please never do anything for the first time without checking upline. Everything I'm talking about is just me talking, so I have no vested interest in your success. By the way, that's a good topic for a podcast, the cardinal rules. How to hold a business like this together where you have basically a bunch of volunteers. No one's an employee, no one's forced to be there. It's really one of the most dynamic ways of learning leadership, team building, all that stuff, which is why this thing keeps calling me. You know, got started in it early on. I was so far beyond being able to do anything related to success. And anyway, I was just so far off. I was always positive. I got decent grades, but just never really succeeded or achieved really in anything, you know? I mean, I did in ways, but nothing really. Like, I didn't win a championship. I didn't, like, super excel at the drums. I was just kind of average, you know, kind of average type deal. So this business gives you an opportunity to be above average. And it's okay, chum. I'm out here walking a dog right now. Got her on my leash to my belt. It's okay, chum. Doing some dog walks for our company, Happy Hearts Pet Care, AK. And what I wanted to talk about today was just approaching things the right way. It's okay, Chama. It's okay. You know, a lot of people join this. Well, really, let's start at the beginning. When you first figure out that it takes money to get what you want in life as a kid, what do? Can I do chores? Or, better yet, can I just, dad, mom, can I have money? Which is the easiest way to earn money, right? Of course, you didn't earn it. You didn't learn anything. So you start earning it, then of course what do? You get a job. Or if you're entrepreneurial minded, you start a little business. You mow lawns. You provide some sort of product or a service, right? Because that's what business is. And then as you mature, you obviously want to make more money per every hour that you work. And then of course, going more towards business where you own a company or you own an asset, a business that is running without you. And you're able to develop an income there. And then, of course, finally, you've got your money, earning money, as far as investments and whatnot. And that's it, guys. But ultimately, when we're all just chasing money, man, everything is pretty hollow. And you really end up feeling like a mouse on a wheel. And what I mean is, yes, we have to have financial goals, of course. But approaching life or your work with money being the someone said, I think it was Daniel Lappin, that money is our certificates of appreciation that people give you for a good job done, whether it's a product or a service. So I'm thinking, me personally, on how to approach talking with folks out there, because that's what really stands in the way of all of our success, is being able to connect with the people that qualify for what you have the money for what you have, and you have their attention. So that's kind of the precursor. And then your job is just to find the need and fill it, or help, just try and see if you can find a need. And they're going to let you know if you should be in business with them. So there's going to be a part two here. I'm just getting back the house here, but yeah, let's do a part two about being comfortable with approaching people every day, day in, day out, so you don't feel like a salesperson, but you really feel like what we honestly are doing is helping people. And sometimes helping them is to not help them, if you know what I mean. So that's okay. So let's go for a part two. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you. All right, y'all, let's go for a part two here. So the idea, I'm starting with this. The only reason that everybody doesn't get involved in the Amway business, go platinum, go emerald, go diamond, is fear or just straight laziness, right? And I think we all have a little bit of both of that in us. Laziness, we combat with action and a plan, you know, goals, just, in fact, a starting point, desire, right? Because if you have no desire to do anything, be anything, then why not just lay around, you know? Fear is, what will people think? What will people say? I don't want people to think, you know, criticism, self-approval, or whatever. What do you call it? Seeking approval. And if we can work our way around that, and let's say you had $500 in your pocket, and your job was to call up people or just reach out to them, meet them on the street, who knows, whatever it is. Hey, man, your job is to, if you find somebody and you're talking with them, chatting with them, and you find a need, if they have a financial need, tell them you have $500 for them and see if that's hard to do. The point is, when you feel like you really have an opportunity for somebody or you really have something that can help them, you can't wait to share it with them. Or at least that's the attitude we need to get to, you know? And so bringing it back to the Amway business, because I want to go further out to what I'm doing as a whole, because I'm a Christian and I believe that I should be sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Not that people need to join some religion, but they need to know about the man Jesus Christ who walked this earth 2,000 years ago. The calendars changed. His teachings. Anyway, I won't go ahead and get into that, but the guy performed miracles, and the evidence shows us that he died, was buried, and was resurrected. I mean, it's literally not a fairy tale. It's literally a historical fact that could be substantiated, just as if you were doing a criminal case. The explanatory power of the resurrection is extraordinary, and I won't get into that any further. But if when every day and year, every day, week, month, and year goes by, and I'm not sharing this gift that was given to me, I don't feel good about it. You know, I really don't. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something that I'm not. So number one for me each day is just not finding someone to share the gospel, but like just reaching out a hand and with love to somebody. Because it says in the Bible that, and Jesus told his disciples, how will they know that you are my disciples? By the way, you show love one to another. I think that's John chapter 10 or something. And our job isn't to try to make people not sin or make people do the right thing, blah, blah, blah. It's to, hey, look, God loved us while we were yet sinners. You know, that's in Romans 5:8, I think. And guys, man, if you get down to the bottom of this, it's a gift. It's a gift, man. I don't even know how to say it. But so for me, doing one thing each day to reach out to somebody in that regard. Two, the Amway business. I've been an IBO for like almost 20 years, and I'm not quitting, and it freaking kills me that I haven't done anything with this thing. You know, we went 2,500 years ago, I think it was 2006, and it's time for me to do something with it, because why not? Number one. Number two, these products are awesome. Number three, this opportunity is awesome. And I need to quit sitting on it like a fat hen. Anyway, so number two for me is the Amway business. And that involves each day. This is the action steps that if we do these things, there's no way we're not gonna grow our business. And by the way, the whole point of this is to get away from wanting to go platinum or be a leader or et cetera, or even make money. That needs to be at the end of the line. We receive income when we have served somebody, period. So if you get addicted to serving people day in, day out, heck, take a day off. Take a day off and rest each day, that's fine. But each week, each day, we've got to get back to the plow. Because if, like for me, for instance, if I just kind of get home and just do whatever I want to do and don't really reach out to anybody, guess what? Nothing gonna happen, right? Duh. And yet we somehow think something's gonna happen. That's the definition of insanity, right? So we're talking about one, starting out one thing each day, one action step, reaching out to somebody. Hey, look, man, do you have any health needs right now? You know, and the whole point of this message I wanted to send was kind of the approach in all three of those, saying, hey, man, just wanted to reconnect with you. What a crazy year it's been. Look, man, I just wanted to find out if you, do you have anything I can pray for you? You know, do you have any health or financial needs that we can pray for? And then they open up. And guess what? If the timing's right, I could say, hey, look, man, I could talk to them about the Lord. I could talk to them about a product that may help their health or their wellness. Or I could talk to them about maybe an opportunity. Say, hey, man, you have a financial need. I'm going to talk with our church group, and we might be able to help you with that. But I might have an opportunity for you. Sorry, I'm looking in the rear view mirror here. Losing my train of thought. The point is, we got to be comfortable with what we're telling people, and it has to come from the heart, so we don't have to feel like we're trying to get around on somebody. And of course, what's somebody going to say? Well, yeah, what kind of opportunity? Now, this is where most people screwed up. Now, if I was offering a dog walking job, I say, man, we're walking dogs, man. Do you like dogs? No, I don't. Cool, man. Don't seem like the person. You know, you probably wouldn't be a good fit. We probably wouldn't be the best fit for you, you know? But it's like, hey, man, and everybody's like, well, it's an opportunity, we still resell stuff. And what happens is that people prejudge and make a decision before they got all the information. So what's a way we can actually talk to someone like normal? And the idea is this, saying, hey, man, let me ask you this. Do you buy products from storage each week, each month? Do you buy stuff that you consume each month and you have to go out and get it again next month? Well, sure. Well, you know, most of these big brands, Procter & Gamble, whatever, Johnson & Johnson, guess what? How much money do you think those companies are making? Buku bucks, of course. Look, we have an opportunity to work direct to consumer with consumable products that some of them we have an exclusive right to. Some of them are brands you know already. And we have a way to offer that to our own, to create our own business out of that. You know, whatever you want to say. Hey, we have an opportunity to take part in direct-to-consumer online consumables. And look, man, I'm telling you, I'm running a business. You know, and that's when you start relating with folks, and you're not making a pitch. You're simply saying, look, we're dealing with online direct-to-consumer. There's lots of ins and outs, lots of different ways and means of utilizing what we have going on. I'm really not, this isn't really a call for me to just bow up on you. But man, you know, and that's when I would start going into what I do currently. And yeah, I don't know if you knew, my wife and I own a pet sitting and dog walking company. We have, and you know what, to be honest, guys, I'm backing up as I'm saying it. Go back to the, you know, would you be interested in looking at any opportunities to make some money on the side? Well, sure, man, definitely. What do you got? Man, have you ever heard of the Amway business? No, yes, maybe. I'll tell you what, man, it's been around since 1959, and it's a direct-to-consumer, consumer-driven product, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you just figure out wherever you're going to say it, but let's talk about Amway, you know? I mean, seriously, have you ever heard of Amway? Have you ever heard of the Amway business? Have you ever heard of Amway in North America? Have you ever heard of Amway Global? Have you ever heard of Amway? And they say yes. And so you go and look, man, it's booming. You want to look at it again? Sure. Maybe. I don't know. Is that like an Aramark? Is that like a network marketing? Is that like a pyramid thing? It's a network marketing company, the first of its kind. And it's one of the only ones with an unlimited opportunity. And I've been a part of it for years. We've had customers for years. Right now it is blowing up with the current landscape of everything's direct to consumer. It's incredible. Would you like to take down and just take a look at it? If it's for you, great. If it's not for you, that's great too, man. Look, we got opportunities going. So that's the type of thing, you know, you meet people where they're at and talk to them transparently about our opportunities. When we try to hide behind words and this and that, have you ever heard of Amway? I'm getting excited, guys. I really am. We're going to freaking tear this thing out the frame. Here we go. I might do a part 3. I just arrived at this next walk. Talk to you guys soon. All right, y'all, just got done with that visit. I am going to pick up my wife and we're gonna go to a doctor appointment. She actually is having some vertebrae fused this Wednesday, so we're preparing for that. And of course, that's always kind of crazy when surgeries are going on, and we're just praying for good operation, speedy recovery, of course. And luckily we are self-employed, but unluckily I still have to do all the dog walks. We don't have any team members yet. We're looking forward to doing that. At least have one or two folks to help out, and then end up developing, you know, more and more business to keep folks busy that want to be busy. But, so we're getting that all figured out. You know what? That's the beauty of the Amway business, but also it's, you know, there's something about creating something on your own, but man, is it a pain in the butt? Is it a headache? Stressful? Costs a lot of time, costs a lot of money. I mean, seriously. We're paying, which is a great deal right now, $1,000 a year to be part of a pet business mastermind. And that's about what you'd pay for the LED, the LTD. The base package is 90 bucks a month. So that's what, 900, 990, 1,080. It's about right. You know, they're very similar in what they provide, actually. Our pet business, of course, isn't a franchisable thing where we, like IBOs, where you can just sponsor people and you basically duplicated yourself. We're trying to duplicate ourselves through employees, which, like I said, costs a lot of money. We're performing a service. We're going into people's homes. We're taking care of their pets. So tons of liability. And again, back to the incredible opportunity with having a product-based business. Now, number one, you got to figure out a product, and then you got to figure out how to distribute it. And Amway's got that all figured out for us. So, I mean, it is pretty cool. It's not for everybody as far as the opportunity. I think there's products or opportunity that can be for everybody. But again, back to what we were saying in the last section, it's really about having a heart for people, providing an opportunity for them, sharing an opportunity for them, or with them, or whatever. And it's really about giving them a gift. It's about having that $500 in your pocket. So it starts with a list, and I would recommend, this is what I'm doing, there's a book called A Referral of a Lifetime. Guys, there's so many people out there that if we work our list properly, which I don't want it to sound salesy, but if we're following up with people and we have a system to follow up with folks, hey, I was just thinking about you. Is there anything we could pray for you? You know, do you have any health challenges? Do you have any financial challenges right now? I do, this and that. You know, great, man. Hey, here's how these things might help. Are you interested in, you know, getting in more information about either? You know, why are you calling me, Paul? What are you doing? Well, I'll tell you what, man, I've met a lot of people over the years, and we've had some success, and I think the biggest thing we could do on this earth is help and serve people. So I'm literally just trying to figure out how I can be about my purpose, you know? That type of thing, guys. It's just not being weird and being up front. Hey, man, have you heard of the Amway business? They've got incredible exclusive products. They've got an incredible opportunity you can make lots of money with. You can make some money with. You can make no money with. It's an opportunity. Are you interested in taking a look at it? I'm in the process of putting something together up here. And I'm very, you know, we're excited about it and just looking for the right folks to work with, you know? Boom, and they'll let you know. You know, and not right now, man. I'm not interested in anything. I really appreciate you reaching out to us. That's what they should be saying if it's a no, quote unquote. But I really don't think it is a no. It's a not right now. This isn't a good fit. They might be looking for a different opportunity, you know? They might want to start a lawn mowing business because they have a lawnmower and they've got some extra time. This business, you can make good money selling products at retail. And if you can provide service, thank you notes, all the follow-up stuff that's recommended, getting people on the Ditto delivery, which is the automated shipping thing, which, by the way, was one of the first of its kind back in 2002 or one when it came out. You can make some really good money, but again, you're a salesperson in the way where you're taking care of your customers, which is something you do anyway. And you actually do the same thing when you register an IBO. You take care of them as if they were a customer, but they have the freedom to duplicate your efforts, and you can assist them by, building depth in their business, and helping them succeed. You succeed a little, they succeed a lot, you'll succeed a little bit, and you do that multiple times. So it is just awesome. People that are truly business people, and if they haven't seen what the Amway business can provide in a true business manner, not in your brother-in-law or your uncle with bad breath who tried to show you the plan one day, this opportunity is insane. And I really think that if someone can get organized, if they can figure out how to work this business like a system, like a standalone corporation, to where you're not the magic sauce, you're not the one making all the phone calls, saying all the lines, everything I just have been telling you guys. It's about keeping it so simple that everybody can duplicate what you're doing. And at the end of the day, we're sharing a gift with people. And let's put that, you can put that up against anything that you're doing. Let's bring it to pet care. We provide dog walks, midday dog walks. And we provide AM and PM drop-in visits. It might be for dogs, might be once a day for a cat. People are gone, their pets are still there. Usually it's cats or fish or birds. Occasionally we'll have people that leave their dogs and we'll do like 3 visits a day. But again, if I'm calling somebody up or talking to somebody who's got a dog or reaching out on social media or doing social media, promote advertising, whatever it is, it's more normalized, and so you don't really feel like you're doing anyone a disservice when you promote, other than, hey, if you have this need, we can fill it. The issue that I think a lot of people run into, including myself, is that you end up just telling all about yourself. This is who we are and this is what we do, instead of speaking to the customer's needs. For me, as a dog owner, are you worried while you're gone what the dogs are doing? Do you feel bad that your dog's stuck inside, holding its bladder? Do you feel anxiety from having your pets at home all day while you're gone at work? Or do you have anxiety about when you travel? Because my wife and I also do boarding and daycare, but we're trying to get away from that. So it's actually one of our strong suits. So, but the point is, guys, it's, you better get with it there, Jeep. We're not bugging people if we're trying to figure out if they have a need we can solve. We're bugging people if we're bugging people, But it's like, hey, this is who we are. We're dog walkers. We've been doing it for 5 years and we're awesome at it. It's like, no, it's like, hey, man, do you have a pet that you're worried about at home? We can solve that. We have trusted team members that we care for your pets at home like they're our very own. I know that's cliche. I was even thinking of this earlier. I know it's a cliche slogan, but it's really at the heart of what we do. We're stewards of the pets that people place in our care or allow us to help care for, as well as their home. We've even done house sitting, and I treat that house like it's mine, And by the way, I treat my house, really good, Some people treat their house like crap. Anyway, but normalizing what we do, guys. And then it's just a matter of, with the right attitude, with the right goals, and I would say the right guidance for mentorship, who can look, you're doing all the work, you put your nose to the grindstone, but you need somebody sitting up on the hill watching what you're doing, say, hey, look, you're heading that direction, why don't you tweak it and head a little straighter, That's the thing, guys, but this is the trap that I've fallen into. It's in the learning, thinking, talking phase. That's still what I'm doing right now. This business grows through action. That's the only way it grows. Your personal initiative and I'm talking to me, guys, because if we make it a big deal, it'll be a big deal. But it's not a big deal. This business is about taking care of people's hearts and minds and bodies. And that sounds weird, but we have products to help their bodies. We have opportunities to help their hearts and mind. You know, what am I gonna do? I didn't go to college. I'm working a dead-end job. I'm making decent money, but I have no opportunity. I have no way of growth. What am I gonna do? You know? Hey man, look, I can't promise anything, but I'm working with the Amway business. It's one of the most incredible opportunities I've ever seen. I'm putting something together up here with some guys down in Dallas who are my mentors, great friends of mine. Man, are you interested in making something happen? Are you interested in sitting down and taking a look at something that might be, that may or may not be a good fit for you? And just boom, show the plan. Boom, show the plan. And it's not about how many plans do I have to show. It's not about how much money can I make. It's about how many people can I help. And guess what? If you help enough people get what they want, as Zig Ziglar said, you will get what you want. But I have done it countless times, always getting the cart before the horse. Man, I need to make more money. Man, we need to pay off this debt. Man, if I just made, if we just make a couple more $1,000 right now, man. Man. It's like, no. What am I doing each day that's serving somebody? Because if you're serving enough people, you know, obviously in the right way, if you're just doing stuff for free all the time. Well, I didn't say that. Even if you're doing stuff for free all the time for people, you will be compensated. And then you put that in the structure of an opportunity that has incredible products, incredible delivery, incredible leadership, incredible mentorship through LTD, whatever system you might be a part of if you're listening. And man, there's just no way you could take action and not succeed. But we've got to take consistent action every day, 6 days a week. And like, again, there's no finish line, guys. Are we in the habit of serving people or not? And when you get in the habit, when we get in the habit of serving people, those people and their constituents will get in the habit of sending us certificates of appreciation in the ways of money. So I think you get what I'm saying. Let's get out there. Let's keep it simple. I'm using HubSpot to keep track of all of our contacts. You gotta develop a way to follow up with people you talk with. Especially because what most people do is they just mow down everybody they know with bad commission breath, and then they don't even follow up with them. So it almost cements the fact for their friends and whoever that they're not really even that serious about it. They never even talk to me again about it. Now, it's a different thing if you're just zoom, you're going and going, like, what's his name? Years ago, Kay Fletcher. He said, man, when we'd show the plan, we're on a moving train. We'd slow down just long enough for you to hop on. If you didn't hop on, we were gone. And they never did follow up with anybody. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great attitude to have. But I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking, hey, man, I really appreciate you reaching back out. You know what? I saw something and about vitamins, and I know you said you had vitamins. You know, I would be interested in taking a look at something. Boom, you know? And getting in the habit of serving, of finding people's needs and filling them. And that right there is how we can be guaranteed success. And for me personally, in the areas of the gospel, the Amway business, and our pet sitting and dog walking company. You know, in fact, the Amway business, you can say distribute consumer products, because that's what we do. Well, we're a direct-to-consumer consumable product. We work with direct-to-consumer consumable products, exclusive brands and brands that you know. Way more to talk about, way more detail. but that's pretty much the gist. These guys, on our tax documents, the code for our business is distribute consumer products. That's what we do. I distribute consumer products direct to consumer. Consumable merchandise, consumable products. We work with several different companies direct to consumer in areas of consumable products. Are you familiar with the term consumable products? Yeah, of course. Stuff we buy day in, day out. We work direct to consumer and have an opportunity to develop retail profits and other bonuses. And it's something, man. It's nothing to sneeze at, you know. Everybody's seen something where they're trying to get rich quick, or they've seen some opportunity. And honestly, guys, I never really even sat down and looked at the compensation plan of a lot of these companies, although I've been to a class that described the different types, where it's like matrix, binary. You know, you can only register two legs, and you're only making money off the one leg because your upline's getting the money off the other leg, and you go certain levels deep, and it's bullshit, guys. I'll tell you straight up. I'm sorry to cuss, but the Amway is an unlimited stair-step breakaway model that has, you can sponsor as many people in width, sponsor as many people in depth, and according to the amount of volume you have on the side when you break platinums, you know, you will continue to earn money. So it's just cool. I mean, really. I mean, super cool. So we got to get some people started, only because this opportunity is better than there's people out there that can grow this business better than I can. That's what you're looking for. You don't got to be the answer man. You got to be the traffic cop, like Doug Weed said. Hey man, I'm trying to get better at my public speaking, or I'm trying to get better at conversations, Paul. Well, let me sit down and have coffee with you and share all my knowledge with you. No, it's like, hey man, tell you what, there's a great book I'd recommend. You go read it. Why? Because if I just tell you what I know, you ain't gonna learn anything. You know, you gotta get the knowledge yourself. So I'm ready for it, guys, seriously. And guess what? Down the road, we will make some good money. That's not what I'm concerned about right now. I'm not even concerned about doing a big Amway order or getting a bunch of audios in people's hands. Yeah, those things help. But guys, let's do some dog walks first before we try to start you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go out and do something before we're thinking we got to invest a bunch of money. You know what that usually does? Yeah, you want to get into the training system if you don't know anything about anything. Yeah, you want to be plugged in. Yeah, you want to have samples. Yeah, you want to have extra products on hand to give to folks who are getting started. But guys, you don't need any of that. It costs $60-something to get an Amway IBO number. If you're a first-time IBO, spend the money and get the product kit because you need it. And guys, I'm telling you, man, you could show people your personal retail site, and these products are awesome. It's 100% money back guarantee. Guess what? When they place the order, that is the sample. But of course, you'd get better success if you're handing out samples, if you have stuff for people to try, you know, kind of like the Costco effect. But let's go out and shake the bushes and find some needs and fill them. So anyways, guys, that's it. And I'm just reading a text here. Anyways, guys, you guys have a great day. God bless. Go Diamond. Tear it up, man. Do the damn thing.